Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the adab of salam. It is not permissible to bow and make salam. To bow down to anybody else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is shirk. We only bow down to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should not bow and make salam or even lean forward when making salam. We should usually stand up straight and make salam. Before entering a house or any place of privacy, it is necessary to seek permission. Do not enter without permission. When entering some place of privacy or somebody's room or somebody's office, somebody's house, then first we should make salam and then we should seek permission to enter. And whenever we're entering anywhere, we should announce that we are entering. The sunnah method is that we should make salam first, and then seek permission to enter, and then if we are given permission, then we can enter and continue. Stand outside proclaim the salam, then ask permission in any language. Use such terms which will convey a full meaning. However, as far as the salam itself is concerned, only the terms of salam, of the sharia should be used. No other words should be used as salam. When answering the call of nature, neither reply to one salam nor offer salam. As we know, in the toilet, when we are in the bathroom, in the toilet, when we are answering the call of nature, then we are not allowed to say salam. We are not allowed to talk in the toilet also. Salam contains the words, in the toilet we are not allowed to make any dhikr, and salam contains the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if somebody makes salam to us in the toilet, there is no need to reply. On promising to convey a person's salam, it becomes wajib to do so, otherwise not. If somebody asks you to convey salam to someone, and you promise to do that, then you have to fulfill that promise, so it becomes wajib upon you to convey that salam. When making salam to elders, adopt a low voice. Do not express yourself in such terms which convey arrogance or disrespect. When making salam to somebody senior to you, then we should make the salam in a way that is respectful. And likewise, if we are greeting somebody that is junior to us, we should make salam in a tone that is kind towards them. Next section is the adab of musafaha. We'll continue tomorrow, inshallah. Subhanallah, bihamdihi.